Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is offering great lease options for Jeep Compass as low as $239 a month for 27 months. $6,000 bonus cash allowance on a 2023 Chrysler Pacifica Limited Touring. See dealer for details. Stop in during their celebration event now through April 1st at Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
All righty, it is Wednesday morning. We hear about inflation and recession and interest. These are words we hear daily, but do we really fully grasp what they mean to our personal finance? I mean, we know what it means when we try to fill the car up with gas or get groceries or buy a new car or anything like that. We know that inflation is definitely there, but what does it mean to your overall financial picture? Joining us right now to talk about a new survey is personal finance expert with Raisin U.S., Ben McLaughlin. Ben, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
It's an interesting survey. Tell us a little bit more about what jumps out at you in this survey.
Well, you know, we commissioned this survey. It's a national survey, over 4,000 people. And some of the results were kind of surprising to me. For example, 60% of Americans are worried about their personal finances, with 50% feel hopeless and despair. Now, that's obviously a huge number, and we wanted to understand why. And the whole point of this survey was kind of to get a pulse of the American people and a pulse of what people thought about their personal financial situation. And the results speak for themselves. I mean, you know, people really are struggling, and they really feel desperate about it.
And yet what's interesting is we hear all these reports in the news that say, oh, well, the economy's really humming right along, and this is this report's out and that report's out. All signs indicate a good economy, but people in their own lives don't feel that sense of optimism, do they?
No, they don't at all. And you know what? You have to talk to people to actually feel what their sentiment is. This is all self-reported, and the reality on the ground is very different than what you might hear elsewhere.
Millennials in particular are feeling some really specific challenges. And let's remind people, when we talk about millennials, we're talking about people in their 30s and 40s now. What are some of the challenges that they're facing?
You know, and it's kind of interesting. So this generation is sometimes referred to as a sandwich generation. And they're called that because a lot of them have children, young children, and they also have aging parents, right? And unfortunately, as we all know, those of us with children, they can be very, very expensive. And sometimes, you know, people don't plan well for retirement and they run out of money. So the burden falls on their children to support not only their own children, but their parents. And that obviously leads to a lot of financial and emotional stress. And that's why we're really seeing that trend right now.
That's interesting. Oh, one of the things that your survey indicated is women are more stressed about finances than men. Why does that seem to be?
You know, that's also interesting, and I didn't realize this, but you know, there are 10 million single-family households in the United States today, and now that 10 million, 80%, 8 million are female. So that puts an enormous burden on the female head of household. Then on top of that, if you have children and you're you know, typically out of the workforce for a long time because you know, childcare is very expensive, you know, have to recover, and that has a very adverse effect on your future earning potential, and that's why there is the gender pay gap, because a lot of people miss out on promotions and they're unable to earn the same potential because they're taking care of their families. And that obviously creates a lot of stress, and both emotional and financial. And that's why we're seeing that, and it's unsurprising.
What advice do you have for people that want to improve their financial well-being?
You know, one thing, I mean, finances, just like taxes, they're intimidating. People don't want to deal with it. They think it's going to solve itself. But you know, no matter what your financial situation is, one thing that we always tell people to start with, you really have to take a deep dive, a deep look at your current situation. Even if you think you know what you're spending on, chances are there are probably things that you had no idea about. So we'd encourage people to take a month, track every little expense they have, match that against their income, and then start to allocate their expenses into buckets, essentials, non-essentials, and then they're able to really get a good financial picture of their own you know, monthly income streams, and then figure out, well, what can I eliminate? What don't I need? How can I cut costs here? And how do I be more efficient in saving so that I can take care of whatever my priorities are? That could be, you know, getting rid of high interest debt like credit card debt, or maybe you don't have an emergency fund, which is critical. You should always have a 6-month fund just in case you lose your job or you have a health emergency or something comes up that you just can't foresee. It's critical. So, you know, the first step is looking at your finances, then coming up with a plan with easy objectives to achieve and start managing and building it out from there.
Some people may be fortunate enough to receive a tax refund. What's the best way to use that little windfall if you get a refund on your income taxes?
Well, it's funny to use the term windfall because most of us think about it that way. We say, oh, you know what? It's like winning the lottery. I have this free money. I can do what I want with it. But in reality, this is your hard-earned income. It should be treated like everything else in life. You should focus on what your priorities are. So, of course, if you want to treat yourself and use a small percentage, but we would encourage you, again, to use this windfall to help your financial health, whether that's getting out of debt, whether that's building an emergency fund, or whether that's just setting up your future financial health by putting in a longer-term investment. It could be a CD, which is, obviously insured and guaranteed the yield. Right now, yields are the highest they've been in two decades. So take advantage of this climate because, we are in a period of high inflation. We are in a period where if you're trying to get a mortgage, interest rates are so high. But on the flip side, savings accounts and CDs are offering unprecedented rates. And if you can, take advantage of that today.
I'm talking with Ben McLaughlin, personal finance expert at Raisin U.S., a savings platform to help people earn more on savings. What's the best place for people to go for more information, Ben?
Sure, thank you. They can go to raisin.com, and we have a lot of resources there about personal finances, financial guides, and tips, and hopefully we can help people save better in the future.
All right, sounds good. Ben, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.